Time around these parts for the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIB, our fifth year of these early morning conversations, Jason Kanz. And I don't remember a January with better weather.
I do not either. This is impressive. It was one of those days where I didn't have to wear a coat to work yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I think some of my friends from the South would probably think I was a little bit crazy because it was, you know, only 33 or something yesterday. But, you know, you take advantage when you can.
No, absolutely. We had a number of us out. So my kids, here's the big deal. You had a bunch of, you had your daughter has moved out a while ago. She's married with a child. Your
yes,
wonderful
correct.
Granddaughter,
yeah.
Rosalie. But, you know, when we came back from Africa in 2018, it was my wife's brilliant idea to get a, truly brilliant idea, to get a duplex and turn it into a single family home. And so we've been functioning that way. And yet both Evelyn and Dawson moving out to live with a friend, and yesterday was moving day. And so we've been spoiled to have them around for this long living in the upstairs. But that kind of hits you, you know?
It does. It does. Yeah, hopefully you'll get a chance to see them fairly often. I know that's true for us. And, you know, it shifts the dynamic a little bit. And we definitely have a sweet relationship with our daughter and certainly with our granddaughter. It definitely hits you when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was coming. And they only moved a couple miles away, and it's kind of cool. I mean, they're part of the same friend group, and Evelyn and Dawson are really good friends. But, I mean, it's still, when I saw some of the books, which we're both big book lovers, when I saw of the books in boxes, I'm like, wow, this is real, you know?
Yeah. So that was one of the things that stood out when Grace moved out, is I would go down into our library and I'd look around and I'd think, what happened to that book?
Yeah.
And so I would reach out to Grace and she said, Dad, that was actually my book. And so, well, you know, it was rough.
You'll appreciate this. So there was this shelf upstairs and they were clearing that off. And I think their friend, Nat, said that, the books that are remaining on the shelf, Evelyn said she didn't want. And I'm like, cool. That's good.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So we have a weekend ahead of us here, don't we?
We do. We do. It looks like it's going to be a fairly nice weekend, which is good. I'm encouraged by that. So.
Yeah, and there almost is a sense I've got the Survivor's theme song, and it's like by the time you get to Friday, you almost want to play Survivor, right? And
yeah.
It's been a rough week, though, for folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, for us, we haven't had a chance to celebrate Alex's birthday yet.
Yeah.
And so we're going to try to do that this weekend. And, sometimes you just kind of make it through the week as well as you can.
Should this be our theme for Fridays from now on?
I haven't watched that show for a very long time.
Yeah, I was never a big watcher of it myself.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got one last day to check out 1 Peter, and I think we're up to verses 5 and 6 in chapter 3 today.
That's what we've got. It says, this is how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They put their trust in God and accepted the authority of their husbands. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husbands might do.
Mm-hmm. And you tackle it this way in Letters to the Beloved. All the godly women I have known trusted in me. Again, you're writing as if, you know, thinking from the Lord's perspective. Consider Sarah. Even though she spoke her mind to Abraham, she still followed him, believing he had heard my plan. Consider her character as you seek goodness and peace.
Yeah, you know, for me, what comes up there is those times when Heather and I have maybe viewed things differently in terms of big decisions and really wanting to be able to speak truthfully to one another, honor one another in our decisions. And, you know, at some point, you still need to move forward. And, and then trusting God's hand in whatever decision is made.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right, breakfast tomorrow?
Sounds good. See you
there. All right, birthdays on a 35-degree Friday with a dense fog advisory in effect until 10. Nothing going on the listener line that I can see unless somebody yesterday was trying to tell me about a birthday. And I don't believe so. All right, so We check Facebook for birthdays, and happy birthday to one of my best students when I was a Bible teacher in Liberia, 2017-2018. Oh, lots of respect for you school teachers. I always tell people, the year I taught Bible to grades, was it 4 through 9? 5 through 9. 5 through 9. No. Yeah, it was 5 through 9. The two words I learned that had never meant anything to me, and then all of a sudden they meant everything to me, was two words: classroom management. Wow. Important stuff. Anyhow, everybody who's critical of teachers should have to teach and then talk to me, okay? Dorcas Barshu, happy birthday to her. She's 19. She was just a great student. Sat in the front row there for the sixth grade class. Top notch. And so we're still in touch sometimes, you know, through Facebook. Cindy Ann, happy birthday. Nathan Velchek, great brother in the Lord. Linda Rindell, Brad Lindstadt, boy, been just a great brother in the Lord and a great dentist, and I think he likes to cross-country ski a bit. Mariah Velchek, happy birthday to her as well today, a great sister in the Lord. And we can check other birthdays for you. I believe Bob Uecker is 90 today. I mean, it's kind of some controversy over this, whether his birthday's today or tomorrow. And but as I've done a little bit of research, my source here is saying 89. I believe it's 90, so... Scott Glenn from the movie The Right Stuff, 85. Ellen DeGeneres, 66. We've got some drops with Ellen in it. NHL legend, the great one, Wayne Gretzky, 63. Andrew Ridgely from Wham, 61. Kevin McCarthy, the former Speaker of the House who got ousted unceremoniously, is 59. Interesting that Mike Johnson can do the same exact thing, allowing bipartisan support for a expenditure to keep the government going, but I don't know. Whatever these days, right? McCarthy, 59 today, leaving the house. Nate Mooney is 52. Jennifer Crystal is 51. Reality TV star Colton Underwood from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, 32. And Joseph Quinn, Eddie on Stranger Things, the big 3-0 today. Only the 26th day of January, but we have in front of us a list of the strangest things that have happened already this year.
Yes, and 2024 has already been a little bit odd, yeah. I guess.
For instance, a faceless sea beast was discovered on a beach in the UK.
A faceless sea beast?
Yes, a mysterious faceless sea monster washed up on a beach in the UK. A 61-year-old woman who found the creature described it as being the size of three people.
It's like some 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea type of stuff. How about interactive plants? Plant Pets is an invention debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show recently in Vegas. It's a smart pot that transforms ordinary plants into interactive pets.
Weird. That's just weird. Also, we've got a dog with six legs, now has four. A six-legged dog named Ariel, found abandoned in a supermarket parking lot in Wales, is now leading a normal life after surgery removed her extra limbs, enabling her to explore her surroundings just like any other dog.
Weird things that have happened in the first 25 days of 2024. Man ejected out of an RV on the freeway on an LA freeway. A man was ejected from his RV after it brushed against the center divide. He miraculously survived the ordeal after being taken to the hospital. Incredible.
Wow. Also, a passenger on an Indigo flight in India smacked the pilot over a 13-hour delay due to dense fog. Please don't do that.
We can't help the fog. We can't. Canada losing Kleenex, another odd thing that's happened in the first 25 days of 2024. It was announced that Kleenex will no longer be sold in Canada due to high shipping costs from the sole Kleenex manufacturing facility. I did not realize they only had one.
How about this? The world's oldest female water skier already this year. Yeah, Dwan Jacobson Young, a 92-year-old from Utah, has been recognized as the world's oldest female water skier, a sport she's enjoyed since 1961 and shared with her family.
And finally, weirdest things that have happened in 2024 so far. Yeah, this one I get. We've learned that the Stanley tumblers that are viral and so popular and cost so much are manufactured and shipped to the U.S. for between $4 and $6 a piece.
That's why the retailers love selling them.
Oh, goodness. Odd things going on in our world.
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again.
Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
And here we go. It's the first Friday and the first contestant, the WWIB Winter Warm-Up, as we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill right here, right now. Our next contestant, our first contestant this year is Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls. Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls with a heating bill of $74.01. Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls, you are on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. That's 10 minutes, 37 seconds. Call us, 723-2555. Dennis, if you call in time, we are paying back that heating bill of $74.01. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors helping us pay back bills this winter, including Student Transit Eau Claire, Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, Metropolis Resort, Williams Diamond Center of Eau Claire, and Water Source Heating and Cooling. You know what? I think we might have a caller right here, right now. Good morning, WWIB. This is the WIB Wake Up Show. Is this Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Dennis,
yes,
congratulations. It is. We're going to pay back your heating bill of $74.01, my friend. How about that?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully it's a blessing to you, Dennis, here on a Friday morning.
Yeah. Hope this is the right Dennis Brezina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got you down. Well, Dennis, hang on the line, and we're going to send that check right to you for $74.01. Thank you for listening to WWIB, the Winter Warm-Up. The WIB Winter Warm-Up is just that easy. Be listening, and you never know when we are going to pull out another name and pay back someone else's heating bill as well.
A lot of news this week. The CEO of Alaska Airlines says inspections of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes revealed that many of the aircraft were found to have loose bolts.
The company's new motto, bringing back the thrill of flying one loose bolt at a time.
A woman
in California, meanwhile, allegedly stole $2,500 worth of Stanley cups from a store.
And that's like four cups, right?
Seems about right.
The Oscar nominations have been announced.
This year's Oscar nominations are so diverse, they even included movies some of us actually saw.
Wow.
Yes, the Academy Award nominees were announced this week.
Some of these categories are too close to call, especially Best Picture without a British accent.
Can't wait to see who wins that.
The first Macintosh computer is now 40 years old.
40 years old, and it's still being used by that one company's customer service reps whenever you call.
That explains it.
A study found that Americans still work nearly 20% more than their European counterparts.
Well, isn't that why European immigrants first moved to this country to escape the tyranny of mandatory vacations?
So that's why.
Uh-huh. And finally this morning, medical experts say chemicals in plastics are costing the U.S. healthcare system $250 billion a year.
And here I thought the real plastic danger was stepping on a Lego barefoot.
That's a problem, too.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, let's do this again, shall we? We already paid off a heating bill for Dennis from Chippewa Falls. Well, it's the WIB Winter Warm-Up, first day of it this year, and we are getting ready to pay back someone else's heating bill as well. Our next contestant on the clock is Matthew Cecil, we'll go with, from Eau Claire. Matthew, with a heating bill of $145.62. Matthew Cecil from Eau Claire, you are on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. If you call in time, Matthew, we are paying back that entire heating bill of $145.62. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors helping us pay back these heating bills again this winter. They include Hovland's Inc., Mathnasium in Altoona, Jacob's Well Church, Kurth Heating and Cooling, and Coffee Coffee House and Cafe in Eau Claire. 715-723-2555. Matthew Cecil from Eau Claire, $145.62. Matthew, you are on the clock. You have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to give us a call.
You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner.
How about that? We have another winner in the WIB Winter Warm-Up. Matthew Cecil from Eau Claire called back with plenty of time to spare within the first couple minutes, and Matthew wins that heating bill. We're going to pay that back, $145.62. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up Day 1. If you haven't entered yet, why not? We are paying back heating bills. Be listening all throughout the day here on WWIB. Maybe your name will be the one that's called next.
Another fun week on the WIB Wake Up Show, winding down here on WWIB, and we recap it for you in 3.5 minutes.
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again.
Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
And here we go. It's the first Friday and the first contestant, the WWIB Winter Warm-Up, as we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill right here, right now. Our next contestant, our first contestant this year is Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls. Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls with a heating bill of $74.01. Dennis Brezina from Chippewa Falls, you are on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. You know what? I think we might have a caller right here, right now. Good morning, WWIB. This is the WIB Wake Up Show. Is this Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Dennis,
yes,
congratulations. We're going to pay back your heating bill of $74.01, my friend. How about that?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
Absolutely. Very much. Well, hopefully it's a blessing to you, Dennis, here on a Friday morning.
Just hope this is the right Dennis Brezina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got you down. Well, Dennis, hang on the line, and we're going to send that check right to you for $74.01. Thank you for listening to WWIB, the Winter Warm-Up. The WIB Winter Warm-Up is just that easy. All right, my last joke today, my wife sent me this.
Huh.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
He never lands.
Neverland, yes.
And a bonus, I like this joke because it never grows old.
Very good.
Two lines in one joke.
Wow.
Thank you, honey.
The Lions have never... been to the Super Bowl. I mean, you're one win away from getting there.
It's a little bit unbelievable. I would say it's like excitement mixed with like shock, you know, like it just seems kind of unreal.
This has got to be pretty cool for what it's doing in terms of just kind of boosting morale, right?
I know. Yeah. Like I was downtown a couple days ago and people are out. They are smiling in January. It's bizarre.
A teenager was pulled over for speeding. When the policeman gave him his ticket, the teenager said, "What do I do with this?" The policeman said, "Well, when you get two of them, you get a bicycle."
That's pretty good.
That one's better.
That's pretty good.
He's on an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
We're going to get him to the joke gym. If he's ever in Michigan, you tell him. I'll give him time.
Doing this drops your stress level by over 60%. Doing what?
Hi, this is Kay again.
Okay.
How about giving someone a kiss?
Giving someone a kiss. The smooch or smack. Is that what it is? Every kiss begins with K. How did we miss that?
Eli Famasio?
Does hugging a tree reduce your stress level by over 60%? Eli?
You are absolutely correct. Eli, how did you know it was hugging a tree?
I don't know. I think my grandma told me something about it, and it sounded right.
Well, Eli, it sounded right, and you are right. We're going to send you to the movies at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
Great.
Eli, Fantastic. Remember this for the rest of your life. It always pays to listen to grandma. I mean, that's what Dave Ramsey says, right? Doling out financial advice that grandma would give.
There you go. Just like that.